Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're going to be learning Siman Shin Lamed Dalet Seifim, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Yuches, Yutes, Chav, Chav, Alef, Chav, Beis, and this is page Kuf, Ayin, Zayin, Amin, Beis. Our lima tonight should be Li'ili Nishmas, a mentor, someone I admired a great deal. I don't have the audacity to call him a friend, but someone I had a very, very warm relationship with, Rav Moshe Howard, Zichron Levracha. We just learned of his passing right after Yantif, very sudden, very tragic. He was a true leader of in Klal Yisrael, and he's the one of the primary reasons that we have this Mishnah Berurah here. He pushed me to be involved in all Torah and with the introduction of all Halacha and trying to get to get the Dir Shulimud to catch on a little bit in the I guess what you would call the modern Orthodox centrist Orthodox world. He encouraged me very much to give this shir. So all of our learning is in his merit in a certain sense. And tonight in particular, it should be an Aliyas Neshama. So let's see Sif Tazayin. I mean, Niach Tfilin Ba'arniki Mali Ma'os, Perish Kis, Mali Ma'os. If you leave Tfilin in a bag that's full of money, Yachal Atzil Mepnei Adleker, you're allowed to save it from a fire, O Mepnei Aganov Magazlonim, or to save it from people who might steal it, Lemakom Sheyachal Ahatzil Tfilin, to wherever you're allowed to save Tfilin. V'yeshmi Shomer Dainu Davka Kishinichem Shom Erev Shabbos. However, Yeshmi Shomer, that's only if you had the money in the bag from Erev Shabbos. Dalid in Mishnah Berurah, the Makom Hainu Afilu Chatzar Shein Mureves. The Chiddush over here is even to a Chatzar that doesn't have an Eruv. The Yesh Misha Omer Dahainu, and the Yesh Misha Omer said that's only if it was there in Erev Shabbos. Hinei B'Tazmag Navram Kasvu Delekab is a Plupta. The Tazmag Navram say, what do you mean Yesh Misha Omer? Of course it had to have been there Erev Shabbos. What are you going to do? When you want to save your tefillin, you're going to go and grab money and throw it in the tefillin bag on Shabbos? There's no machlokas here. Everyone holds you're not allowed to throw money into the tefillin bag in order to save the money. But if the money you put on Shabbos, you put tefillin next to where money is, and then a fire broke out, it's also equally obvious that you're allowed to take it all out at one time, and you don't have to shake it off. That the Iker is like the Mechaber, says the Bir Agra, because according to the first opinion, he says, even l'chadchila, you're allowed to put the tefillin next to the money in a time of fire. But that is not the way the Taz and the Magen Avraham understood. They understood that there's no machlokas here at all. If it was already together from Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to save it into a chatzar that didn't have an Eruv. But to save it into a Rosh Hashayachin, we're going to see soon in Sif Yud Zayin that even Ali Dei Kikar Atinok, you're allowed to save the money into a chatzar that has an Eruv, into a another Rosh Hashayachid. So the chiddush of this sif is that you're allowed to save it even into a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. Sif Yitzayin, Yesh Matirim Nahatzil Diski Amalei Ma'os Al Yidei Kikar Otinok Min Adleiko Min Aganav Magazlanim. There are those that are matir to save a bag full of money by utilizing a loaf of bread or a baby in order to save the money from a fire or from people who are going to steal the money. V'dafkal Rosh Hashayachid Av Lo Luchatz Shein Mureves. But you're only allowed to bring it into a Rosh Hashayachid, not into a chatzar that does not have an eruv. You could bring svarim even to a chatzar that does not have an eruv. Ulamavui pirush maka, and we said that even you can't bring it into a chatzar shein mureves or to a mavui shlo nishtatvu bo. Mavui is pirush makom shenichlasim ben el chatzeros. The mavui is the alleyway that chatzeros that opens up into the chatzeros. So if you have a mavui without a shitufei mavuos, you're not allowed to carry there. Olvash yu bo sholosh mechitzos v'lechi, but it has to have three mechitzos and a lechi, says the Mishnah Berurah of Kut Mem Zayin. Yesh matirim v'hainu sheyochel itein afilu l'chadchila b'shabbos lahatzil al yadam, that you're even allowed to put the kikar otinok together with the money l'chadchila on Shabbos in order to be able to save the money. Afilu amos chashem e'achiv shemeniachat, so even if the money is more valuable than the kikar otinok that you're using, v'lo amin b'zadia batal l'gabe amos, and we don't say that it becomes batal to the money. V'afgav to be almas v'taltal dover amoksali de dover hetar amunach alav, even though generally it's also to be metaltal something that's mukta by putting something mutter on it. Because the whole heter of moving something, utilizing a kikar otinok, is only when it comes to moving a dead body. Over here, because of the loss of the fire, the threat of the fire to destroy your property, they were makel on it. V'ayin sif beis diyesh matirin afilu below kikar klal. There are those that are even makel in sif beis without utilizing a kikar. Sholosh mechitzos v'lechi, aval below lechi, havile kekarmelis v'lo hutar afilu b'shul svarim. Without a lechi, it's like a karmelis, and you're not allowed to save even svarim into a mavoy that does not have a lechi. Sif yudches, kasu mishem ga'on. Shemotu lomar lein yudhi latzal svarim nadlech afilu derokosh sram. You can ask a goy to carry your svarim out of a fire, out of a burning building, even into a Rosh Hasharabim, where you're asking him to violate a melacha d'oraisa. Says Mishabru Memtesh, Shemutu lomar d'shvust, Amir lein Yehudi, Sharim, Nebi Yizayim Kisvei HaKodesh. We allow Amir lakum, even on a d'oraisa, for the sake of Bizayim Kisvei HaKodesh. V'af Gemaros, Ushari Svarim, Havi B'chal Zeh. And Gemaros and other svarim are included in that as well. Si if you test, Kol ma shemutu latzim n'adeko, mutu latzim mayim mishad dvar mama abdim. All the things we say you could save from a fire, it's not only from a fire, from any sort of permanent damage and loss. Siv chaf hagulyanim shalmal v'shalmat v'shbein parshal parshav v'shbein dafel dafel v'shbetchil sefer v'shabsof sefer ein matzilin olsam. The empty parchment that's on the top or the bottom or in between the columns of a sefer Torah, you're not allowed to save. Says the Mishabru, what are we talking about? Siv kat nun shenechtechu min a sefer. We're talking about the empty parchment once it's cut off of the sefer. O shenimchak a sefer v'lo nishtayr bo pei osios, or the entire sefer was erased, was erased, and all you have is empty parchment. Once there's fewer than 85 letters that make up full words on the parchment, it no longer has the kedusha of a sefer. The Maram writes in the tshuva that there was a takana that they made with the power of the cherim not to cut off the extra parchment of a sefer to use as writing, you know, as paper to write on. In Masas Binyam Sim Kuf, he's marich on the gilyonim, on the margins of svarim, that those who tie svarim cut them off and they throw them out. Vatam kiven denagu, I mean those who bind svarim kiven denagu kachavelu ki ilu isma leim etchilan. What they rely on is that since that's the minag that they cut off the margins and the extra parchment, so that's as if they made a tenai that it should never have kedusha. Ain sim kuf nandal tzivches v'im kein ain matzilin osan. But if he made it tonight that it should never have kedusha, then you cannot save those things from a fire because it doesn't have kedusha. Uba aguda b'msechso from perek vav, mechatich b'svarim b'chadoshim mutter b'yishanim asur. Cutting off the extra paper on new svarim is mutter, on old svarim is asur v'atam, and the reason is the b'chadoshim kisun b'tchiladami. On new svarim, it's as if they made it tonight to do that. V'azman agamkein lav milsihi. And the fact that it was designated to be used as a sefer is irrelevant. Aval b'shekvar lamdu mehem, but if they've already learned from them, afal gilyonim niskachu b'kedusha sasvarim, then the gilyonim have already taken on the kedusha of svarim. Sifchav aleph ha'apikorsim dahinu adukam b'avodas chavim. Apikorsim were connected to avodas zara v'chein mumrum la'avodas chavim shekasulam kisvei hakodesh, or a mumr la'avodas zara who writes kisvei hakodesh ein matzilin osam. Such kisvei hakodesh you're not allowed to save from a fire. V'af b'chol sarfa nimas karshaben, and even on a weekday you're supposed to burn them, even with the Shem Hashem written in it. Sifkat nun aleph shekasu avil k'sav ashurus al klav. Meaning, it looks like a perfect Sefer Torah. It was written by an apikores or by someone who's a mumer la'avodah zarah, but he's an excellent sofer. It looks like a perfect Sefer Torah. You're supposed to burn it, even on a weekday. Since they're connected to the avodah zarah, we assume they wrote those shemos l'shem avodah zarah. Umikan yesh la'asir alosan rabeyu shel zav v'ketzuf shetavu osan ha'adukin l'shem avodah zchulim shasrum l'tosam ala Sefer Torah. Apparently, this used to be an issue, that they were coins that were minted by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, made out of gold or silver, that people would hang on a Sefer Torah as a way of honoring the Torah. But you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't even keep such coins. You should destroy them immediately. However, Harav Yehuda Miller, I don't know who that was, is unsure whether you're allowed to melt them down, because maybe they're not minim Shem Lavod Lazaru. B'tshuvas Chavos Yorosim Tazayin Matel Hatecham Atbeir Shal Shem Ben Dalit Shenasim B'Medinos Shvaiden Mitam Kinitbu Lautziam Vavelu Kilu Nichlu B'Ferush Shem Chol V'Chem Hashem B'Rikad Demayin Sham. When they wrote the Shem Hashem on these coins, this is an important marimakom, because you have, like, sometimes, like in the Yale logo, I think there's a Shem Hashem. So sometimes you have a Shem Hashem that's written very clearly in a way that's meant to be used in a non-kadosh way. So then it's as if it was written l'shem chol. Od kasev mashenog in beis akiluk shemvarchem chol v'govin mos mikol echol menichan akli imamos v'toch aron hakodesh. That which they have a minig in a lot of places when they make them when they revari chachola and they collect money from everybody and they put the kli with the money into the aron kodesh lo yafos, and that's not proper. Ayin sham, you're not supposed to put stuff in an aron kodesh other than the sefer Torah. There's a big shaila about Simchas Torah. There were places that had a minhag that they would put a candle in the Aron Kodesh when they took out all the Sifrei Torah. So the question is, why is that mutter, or is it mutter? You're not allowed to put other things in an Aron Kodesh. So anyway, you're not allowed to put Dover Chol in an Aron Kodesh. So we're leaving aside whatever might have been on those coins and, you know, Shemos on those coins that might have been written L'Shem Chol or whatever, but leaving that aside, you're not allowed to put anything that's chol in an Aron Kodesh. Sifchav base, teva sha'achas ba'or. If you have a box that already started to catch fire, yachal lifros or shal gadim itzida acher shalot tisarif. You could put skin of a goat on the other side so that it doesn't burn. V'osu mechitza b'kal ha'kelim lahafsik ben adleka. And you make a mechitza with all of the kelim to make a barrier for the fire. Afilu kli cheres chadosha melei mayim shevada yispaku k'shadigia lahem adleka. Even if the you're making a barrier with brand new pottery kelim that are full of water that you know are going to crack and therefore release the water to gram kiboy mutter, because gram kiboy, an indirect causation of extinguishing a fire, is mutter. Hagah b'makom pseida. The Rama says not always, but it's mutter when there's going to be a loss. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Gimel or shel gedi lach, a moist gedi skin. Va'ayin b'simin shin chesiv chavelin yimukta av l'viyam avor la'el ach l'viyam avor la'el b'siv beiz b'der rishon del tutel mukta mutter makom pseida as yishaper b'pshitos. That even if the or gedi is mukta, it's not a problem because b'makom pseida we're makel for tiltal mukta. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you have tefillin together with money, you're allowed to save the whole bag wherever you're allowed to save tefillin to, even to chatzar sheinu mu'reves. You don't have to shake out the money. And then we said you're allowed to save a thing of money utilizing kikar otinok, even though normally we only utilize kikar otinok for a mace, but over here because of the chashash of hefsid, we allow utilizing kikar otinok. Then we said you're allowed to do amiru l'nachri on hotza'a midoraisa to save things, to save svarim from a fire. And we said that whenever we talk about saving from a fire in Sif Yotes, it's not only about a fire, it's about saving from any type of loss. And then in Sif Chaf, we said that extra parchment on the Sefer Torah that was cut off of the Sefer Torah, or if the Sefer Torah was erased and it no longer has Kedusha of a Sefer, you're not allowed to save from a fire. And then in Sif Chaf Aleph, we said that any shemos that were produced by apikorsim or people that are connected to Avodah Zarah, not only can't you save from a fire on Shabbos, you're supposed to destroy it during the week. And the Mishnah Berurah warned us that therefore you should be careful about what you think has Kedusha, like coins that are minted by Ovdei Avodah Zarah that have a Shem Hashem on it. Don't connect that to your Sefer Torah. Do not put it in the Aron Kodesh. It could be that you have to destroy it. And then in Sif Chaf Beis, we learned that if you have a box or a closet that's already partially on fire, you're allowed to do gram kiboy to put out, to make sure that the fire doesn't spread to the rest of it, because b'makom pseida we allow gram kiboy even if it also involves tiltal muktza. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow probably regular time, regular place tomorrow, and we will continue with Se'ifim Chav Gimel Chav Dal Chav Hei Chav Vav. At some point we missed a day this week, so we're going to have to maybe we'll do a double shear tomorrow, maybe I'll do one tomorrow, one Friday, I don't know, stay tuned. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening and thank you so much for joining.